Welcome back to the Nutrition and Life podcast. My name is Lisa. I'm your host. And in today's episode, I'm speaking with founder of Quantum Brain Health Coaching, Felon Jordan. Felon and I spoke about strategies for letting go of perfectionism, how to find your purpose, and much more. If you like this show, please subscribe and give us a rating or share the episode on your social media. Thank you so, so much. And as always, if you want personalized help with your nutrition and fitness goals, we are your go-to coaches. Just hit the contact link in the show notes for more details. Now on to my conversation with Felon. Felon Jordan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
I am super excited to talk to you today. We are going to go deep, really looking at the foundations of everything of our behaviors, how we can change things, how we can change our life, essentially. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of all these kind of things, I would love to hear from you. What's the number one thing you are excited for our listeners to learn today?
That healing is always possible. In
Wonderful.
every single circumstance, I've never met anyone who we didn't find that missing piece or two to them stepping into their full sovereignty and their full vitality.
Wow, very cool. I think that's an empowering message because sometimes we do think I've tried everything and it's not working, or it's my hormones, or it's like my situation is just terrible. So just truly knowing that no matter what the situation is, healing is available for us. So really, really cool. And yeah, why don't you tell us how you got into health coaching or brain health coaching, more importantly, and really what it is that you do?
Yeah, so I kind of had my one of many like come to Jesus moments. And I was like, if someone doesn't show me my purpose, like I'm checking out. So this is about 14 years ago. And I'd always been very curious about the brain and like why people do the things that they do. And I didn't think it was always like childhood trauma, right? Therapist first thing is like, it's your mom and dad's fault. And I'm like, I already know that, but like, let's keep going and do something that actually makes sense. And it's the brain. And so I got a job at the front desk at Amen Clinics. And I worked for Dr. Amen, who some of the listeners might know. He's an amazing neuropsychiatrist who actually looks at the brain through brain spec scans. So versus an MRI or a CT that's going to show that you don't have a tumor and you don't have a brain bleed, a SPECT is actually going to measure blood flow and brain activity. And the type of imaging that it does, it's like science, but like, let's be honest, like we can say it's magic. It can show dementia patterns 20 years before symptoms. Yeah. So I have a dementia prevention course. It's like my bread and butter, my baby, if anyone is speaking to that, because I mean, I was a very high achiever. I was a perfectionist, a lot like your listeners. I mean, always, you know, employee of the year, every job I had, whether I was bagging groceries when I was 14 or helping people completely transform their lives by understanding how their brain is functioning right now, holding them accountable to the treatment plan at that time that the MD had prescribed for them, and just holding their hand and really cheerleading them, because it is really overwhelming. When you realize I have all this stuff going on, there has to be something that we're missing. And then you realize all of the different things that are missing, like nutrition and vitamin and mineral deficiencies. And then we dig deeper and we find things like heavy metals or mold toxicity. It's a lot to take in. So I was holding people accountable in that type of container for many years and I loved it. And then I transitioned into coaching the coaches who were interested in learning more. And I tell people all the time, like, I barely got my bachelor's degree in psychology. Like, I can basically not do remedial math. So if I can understand like basic brain function and then learn the corresponding natural holistic modalities that are going to help balance that area of the brain that is not optimal for you, anybody can do it. And so I led that training program for a few years and I absolutely loved it because I got to talk to all types of different people, like, you know, INN coaches and, you know, doctors, therapists, like you name it, I was able to have conversations with them. And it was just amazing that we have this organ, right? That's very soft, the consistency of soft butter. It's floating in our skull. It's not securely there, which a lot of people don't understand, which is why the brain is so easy to hurt, which is why of like the hundreds of thousands of clients that have had a brain spec scan, whether they're 4 or 40 or 80, it's very rare that we don't see a client who hasn't had some type of brain injury. And a lot of time, either they don't remember it because they were too little, or it was something that they didn't really feel like something was wrong, right? Especially like in a car accident, like if you get injured, like you hurt your shoulder, like you have like, pain in your chest from the seatbelt. You're not thinking about your brain. You're thinking about all the other injuries and then realizing later, oh, like my ADD, depression, anxiety, memory loss could actually be from this traumatic brain injury because that's what we saw in the brain imaging. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. And I go on tangents a lot, but I promise everything comes back and makes sense. So when I got my, free brain scan for working at Amen Clinics at that time, and I had pre-dementia on my brain as like a very high performer at age 28, I was like, shit, this is like serious. And then I'm thinking of like, oh yeah, like grandma died of Alzheimer's. We just didn't think it was abnormal. And like all these things that I had always kind of had these little, we have those breadcrumbs, we have those nuggets for a reason. It's like they all just came in and I was like, this is the mission. This is exactly why people need to understand this because I wasn't really having significant symptoms. But because of the type of concussions I had in the area of the brain that were impacted, they just happened to be in the three areas of the brain that start to lose function when you are having pre-dementia patterns. And so I did the protocols that I teach. It's like all I have my podcast, free resources, I have courses, like all I talk about basically. And it's things like, nutrition for sure, like repairing your gut microbiome, all the things that we know are important. But also, like, are you taking the supplements that are right for you versus like somebody else? Even the brand, like everything is energy. And if, you don't resonate with the CEO on an energetic level, like that supplement's not going to be for your highest and best. So that's where I started bridging the gap between like the energy work and then the brain stuff, because I've met people who have good brains, they're doing all the right things, but there's still something off. And typically it's something in their energy body that hasn't been looked at. And then I have my really cool spiritual people who know nothing about actually taking care of the physical organ that is the processor, right? Like the heart is where we get the information. We also have our gut response for our intuition, but the brain is processing it. And if your processor isn't working, right, you can use the analogy of your computer, then things aren't going to go the way that you want, especially if you're like a psychic or a channel. Like this part of your body, your crown, is the most important thing. And if you don't have good blood flow and brain activity on the top of your head because of things that have happened that were really out of your control, that's where we need to focus. And the brain, it's amazing, right? Because we have billions of connections, which means billions of opportunities for healing, right? And so we can actually get that blood flow and brain activity back within months and sometimes even weeks through things like supplements, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, red light therapy. Neurofeedback is a really awesome one. Interactive metronome. So like I'm sure there's someone here who's like, I haven't heard of that before, but one of them. And this is again like that paradigm shift. Like I know what it's like to be like, oh, I feel like nobody can understand me and like nobody understands what's going on. I've seen all these different people. It's because you're uniquely and perfectly you, and no one else on the planet is you and ever will be you. So we have to look at it holistically, but even the word holistic doesn't necessarily just mean like more fruits and vegetables and vitamins. It means you as a person. Like, what's going on with you? What is your mission? Like, what are your innate gifts that you might be hiding? And I think that for a lot of people who are recovering people pleasers and perfectionists, we were trying to do everything and be everything, right? Especially women. And so I love human design and Jean Keys specifically. Like, let's hone in on like, what are you actually here for? I had a very dear friend who I was very connected to, like we could literally have like telepathic conversations. And then I realized she had never done her human design. And I was like, oh my God, we need to dig into this. And she's Ukrainian. And as you can imagine, it's been a very tough couple of years for her beyond what I think some of us can even comprehend. But when I looked at her human design chart, like she's literally so connected to everything that goes on in the political humanitarian space. She's meant to transmute that. That's like literally her biggest gift, which is why it was so painful for her, but it was even a deeper pain that a lot of people wouldn't be able to understand because that's literally what she came here to do. Like she came here to be a humanitarian and to share resources of people so that we can facilitate this new earth where like we don't have war and we don't have this manipulation. So it's just amazing how like when we start putting these different pieces together, it's like, oh, okay, this is who I am. I am Fallon Jordan. Like, this is the mission. This is how I express myself. This is how I'm going to communicate. And I'm going to focus on these things. And then these things that I'm not good at, like math and anything that involves a spreadsheet, I'm going to delegate that. And I think that if you're here, you probably listen to things from like female entrepreneurs, and they say like that shift really happens for you when you start delegating things. And it could be something as little, and this is like my own thing that I'm manifesting, like having someone come wash my dishes after I have a dinner party. Like, I do not want to wash dishes. Like, that 30 minutes could literally be spent healing a client. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm delegating it. And so, again, that brings up that perfectionist. Like, why can't I do everything? I should be able to do everything. And it's like, no, do the things that are in your zone of genius, do the things that light you up, follow that path, and then delegate the other things that you don't want to do. You know, we focus so much, I think, in the entrepreneur space of like, I'm going to delegate my social media. And it's like, fantastic, do that. But also remember, like, your social media can be taken away like that. So if you're 100% of your business is reliant on that, you really need to kind of, I would say, like, literally a bird's eye view of like, what's important to me? How do I want to support people? What do I feel like I want to do? And like, my soul literally needs to do. Like, I need to teach and I need to do energy healing. I don't need to be washing dishes. I don't need to be taking out the trash. Like, I don't need to be doing any of those things. 'Cause there's somebody who probably is really happy to make $50 washing my dishes, and they can spread all their little magic on my plates and my forks and my cooking pans, and they can actually be contributing in an energetic way as well. And I think that's what's important when we're thinking about this new earth template, is it's not always the big pretty thing sometimes. It's literally things as simple as like dishes and cleaning your house, but like making sure that person is an energetic fit.
So cool. So many things to dig into. So firstly, I love that you were like, I need to find my purpose. And I mean, sometimes like we hear about like finding your purpose and so on. I think oftentimes it is just about starting something, even if you don't necessarily like it right away, but then it'll open up other doors for you or lead you to whatever is most fulfilling for you. And I also think like purpose can change throughout the life. I think sometimes it's like, I need to find that one purpose. Like, no, it's perfectly fine to shift careers three, four times. And at one point your purpose might just be being an amazing mom and contributing in that way to your family. So I think like giving ourselves the freedom when it comes to that is super, super important as well. And but I love how you explained sort of like the connection with dementia and like actual brain scans, and then how we need to look at more than just that and really tapping into the energy stuff as well. And I think it's cool that more and more science is actually coming out in regards to that. Funny thing is, and obviously there's no co coincidences, but I was listening to a podcast with Joe Dispenza this morning. And so clearly he was talking a lot about the research and brain scans that actually showed how people, quote unquote, healed themselves just by thinking better, by thinking differently, by stepping into their new reality and letting go of some of these old repeating patterns and traumas and stuff that they had. And yeah, then I guess the last point on that note that from what you just said, I wanted to touch on is human design, I think, is so helpful also in just accepting ourselves more as we are. So anybody listening, if you don't know what human design is, just simply Google it and look up your chart. And at first it's gonna look super confusing because it's not like the Enneagram or whatever personality test, which is like, this is you. And you actually need to read a little bit more about it and maybe even get a reading, because it's kind of like a mixture between your astrological chart and a chakra chart and whatever. So yeah, just on a side note, Fallon, I'm a projector. So when I learned I'm a projector, that means, or that for me just allowed myself to give me me to allow more rest in my life. Because up until that point, I was like, why can everyone like work 10, 12 hours and just seem to be happy with that? Especially in my family, they're all like generators. So they're all like, go, 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 no problem. And like, Lisa, why do you need rest again? Lisa, why do you actually not want to do a single thing on the weekends? Like, what's wrong with you, type of thing. And then I was like, oh, I can actually, in a shorter amount of time, quote unquote, produce or create something super helpful and efficient for people. And then for the next 5 hours of the day, I can, listen to music and engage in self-care. And I don't need to feel guilty about that. And yeah, that was, for me, it was incredibly liberating, incredibly liberating.
I love that you're a projector. I love projectors. Yeah, like your job is to rest more because you're literally healing the planet just by being yourself. And I think that's like, and again, like you were, so many people who are projectors are put in generator families on purpose because you're meant to shift and shape things in a different way. And it's not just you resting from everything that's happened in this life, it's like literally resting for all of your ancestors who literally never were able to rest. Because they were fighting for their lives and looking for food, right? Like, that's the thing. And I'm sure your clients understand, like, once you do start resting and receiving, that's when the magic unfolds. I'm a manifesting generator. So I go, 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 go. And then I stop and I rest. And then I go, 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 go. And then I stop and the rest. And as you can imagine, so generators and manifesting generators, the people that have that go, 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 are 70% of the population. And so when you start kind of again, like peeling back those layers, especially if you are a projector surrounded by generators, generators' job is to get shit done. Projectors' job is to do things in a very specific way where they have to rest. And I love fantasy books and I love using this example. Like when there's a healer or a psychic or a channel or whatever that, there's this like group of pirates, for example, like they find her, like their mission was to find her because she could predict the future. She gives you 5 minutes of channeling information and then she literally sleeps for 4 days. That's how it works. Like fantasy is freaking real. Harry Potter is real. And it's all of the clues that we need are right there in front of our eyes. It's just, again, like using this information. And yes, like looking at the human design chart initially is overwhelming. But it's amazing and it's super fun. I've been studying it for like 8 years and I still learn new things about myself. Whenever I need to reconnect with something, like I go back and read my chart. I see, what gate is, currently in the astrology and how that's connected to me. And back to what you said about purpose, I think that sometimes there's this like, oh, it's this big hairy monster thing that I need to find. And it's not, it's already inside you. And it's not necessarily a purpose that requires you saying, this is what I do, or here is my website. Like sometimes the purpose is like, you're meant to garden and you're meant to garden every single day. And when you're doing that, you're literally sending healing throughout the entire planet just by gardening, which of course puts you in joy, which is the highest frequency. And my favorite exercise, actually, if I know this is probably going to help somebody. So, I literally, you write down every single job that you've ever had. So, for me, again, it was bagging groceries. And you put down all the different things that you did, but then like what you're actually doing. And everything I've ever done was greeting somebody with a friendly smile and saying hello and then serving them. So, I was in the service industry for a long time. I was in customer service. Then I was in, holistic psychiatry. And then you go through this process where you start to see what you were actually doing. And like for me, I show up, I smile, and I say hello, and I made that person's day so much better. And we don't know what's going on in their life. So that's my mission. If I just up and decided to like disappear and live on a tropical island with my family, I would still be living my purpose if I'm showing up for them as my authentic self and I'm making their day better simply by smiling. And so I think it's important to go through that exercise so that you really understand like the unique frequency that you bring, because Joe Dispenza is a great example. Like he's freaking amazing. Everybody loves him. He has the best insights and he does things that, his meditations with like spinal fluid and going up into your brain, so helpful, so helpful. And a lot of people share that is information with people, but someone's going to say it in their unique voice and their unique frequency where it really lands for you. And you actually start doing it every day versus like, oh yeah, I remember the first time I heard Joe Dispenza tell me that I needed to do my meditation that specific way. So even in sometimes in a space where like we're hearing the same stuff, you have to understand that like you saying it in your truth and your frequency is going to meet somebody where they're at. And that's such a powerful thing because we know how powerful sound healing is. We know, I'm so grateful that Lisa and I get to be on Zoom together. So I can still see her and I can still look in her eyes as I'm talking to her. And that's shifting her consciousness. Like the eyes are the window to the soul. It's true and it's cheesy. But as your consciousness grows and as your healing grows and as you embody more of your unique truth, your eyes actually shift and change. And it's a really fun exercise to just kind of like pay attention to that because it is literally showing you how things have changed. And again, Joe Dispenza, a great example. Like you can look at him, like videos he did like 30 years ago versus today. Yes, technically more time has gone by, but like I'm sure his biological age is probably the same, if not even younger. And he looks better, right? Like there's a reason that like these men who were doing this work, who are now in their like 50s, 60s, and 70s, they're more physically attractive than they were when they first started. And it's because of their consciousness. And you can literally see it in their field, and you can literally see it in their eyes. And that's where obviously all the quantum energy stuff gets really fun and juicy because it really does show in your body.
That is so cool. And I mean, I think most people can resonate with that, even if they're not necessarily as involved in like the quantum energy field or in general, like kind of dubious about the whole thing. Sometimes you just meet people that have a different vibration, really, for lack of a better word. And yeah, I'm curious in terms of your approach or when you're working with your clients and with your or an organization system, really. I'd love to hear how. If you have like a step-by-step approach that you take with your clients, or if it's kind of like really dependent on where they're at, if they're wanting to become a better self.
100%. And I always tell people, I will give you the simplest, fastest, and free homework, and we'll see if you actually do it. Because it sounds so easy that it's too good to be true. But then when you try to do it, it's really fucking hard. And I'll explain why. So, looking yourself in the eyes, put your timer on for 5 minutes. You look yourself in the mirror in the eyes for 5 minutes, and you literally say, I love you, Fallon, repeatedly. It's really hard, but you're literally shifting everything in your consciousness. And there's no accident that the eyes are so powerful. I'm not sure if anyone here is familiar with EMDR therapy or brain spotting therapy, but it's literally using your eyes and the placement of your eyes to find out where certain trauma is stored in the brain. So, for example, like when you're talking to somebody and you notice that their eyes either look down when they're focusing or they look to the right when they're focusing, that's them like self-soothing and like using parts, different parts of their brain for different emotions that are coming up. So that's what we do when we are organizing your home and we are trying to figure out what is actually hindering you and what is actually making you feel better, because the eyes are connected to the cerebellum, which is like the bottom, the very, very bottom of your brain. It's only 10% of the actual mass of your brain, but it's where 50% of your neurons are. So everything that is going through your eyeballs, whether you're conscious or not, is being taken into the brain. And it's like, is this making me feel safe? Or is this putting me in fight or flight or freeze? And again, things that you have no idea are impacting you until you go through this exercise. So what you do is you just get a little pad of paper and a pen. And what we're basically going to be doing is tricking your brain so we can figure out what's going in the subconscious and make sure that the conscious brain and the ego doesn't take over. And so what we do, we have a little pad of paper, and I encourage people to start as if they're waking up in the morning, right out of their bed. And you're just going to take a couple of deep breaths. You're going to close your eyes. You're going to open your eyes very quickly for like 1 or 2 seconds, and then you're going to close them again. And then you're going to open them so that you can write down the first thoughts, feelings, or words that came to you when you open and close them very quickly. Because what we're doing is whatever is in your field, whether you're looking at your nightstand or, you know, the wall next to your bed, that's giving us information. And so what you're going to do is you're going to go through your entire home from the bed to the bathroom and like any of the little trails that you take throughout your house, including leaving for the day, coming home from the day, all of the different entrances, and you're going to go through this exercise. And then what you're going to discover is you have this long, long, long list on your notebook of words, thoughts, feelings, etc. And then I encourage you doing this like at a later date, whether it's the next day or a week or whatever, so that you can kind of like chill your nervous system out, because it's a lot. And when you do read it and you see a lot of stuff that like maybe doesn't feel good, you're like, why did I write that down? You know what I mean? Like, how could I have this hate or anger? It doesn't make any sense, but that's the whole point, is your subconscious knows all this stuff that your conscious brain and your ego don't want you to know. So that's why we did this exercise. So then at a later date, you go through it and then you pick out and you see the common themes and then things that are you're realizing now in a certain spot. And I love using the nightstand as an example, because I'm like, if I came into your house and I saw your nightstand and I, you know, not even interpreting the energy, just actually looking at it, and that dictated your mental health and your physical health, what would I think, right? Is it like OCD perfectionist? Is it messy? Is it empty? I've had people who have beautiful nightstands and they don't put anything in there. And I'm like, it's there for a reason. And like, it's, you know, this is next to you as you sleep. Like there's something happy and beautiful that you could put there that's going to protect you as you sleep. I don't, in general feng shui, I'm not feng shui certified, but a lot of my friends are. And they say like, never put pictures and never put mirrors in your bedroom near your bed, because it's actually interfering with your subconscious mind as you're sleeping. So that's important to know. And while this is like, I call it, it's like literally a fail-safe neurology-based decluttering, because we're actually tricking you into figuring out what's really going on into your subconscious mind. Again, for free, you're totally in control. And then you get to decide what to do. And sometimes it's literally just like getting a new nightstand or taking out one painting that's in your bedroom that you didn't realize you didn't like. It can just be literally removing one or two things and everything changing, or even like painting your walls. And I tell people all the time, like, even if you're only in a place for a year, to me, a year is a very long time, like a very, very long time. The cost of painting it and having it be something that makes you happy, and then having it repainted the way that it needs to be, if your landlord is that way, but I've never had a landlord that like didn't like it better, it's going to positively impact you in a way that like you can't put the ROI on a spreadsheet, but you're going to feel it. Because when you start to understand like your home should be the safest space possible, and if there's things that you wrote down yourself that are not aligned with love and connection and some of the other core feelings that you want for your home and your life, which that's the most important thing, is deciding that also. That's when you get to start making some empowered decisions. And it doesn't have to be this like crazy Marie Kondo destroy the entire house decluttering. Obviously, I'm a fan of that for some people because they need it, but not everybody needs it. A lot of people just need to reframe things. I actually had a client who she's like, yeah, I really like the house is a mess. Everybody's so ADD. It's just a disaster. I need you to come over. And I go over to this beautiful house and I'm like, okay, this is just your OCD perfectionism all over the place. We need to find a happy medium where like it feels lived in. Cause that's the thing too. Like I don't want people thinking that they have to have like a magazine home. I want your home to reflect you and your family and your essence. And if I walk in and just feel sterile, like that doesn't make any sense. Like, where are your kids' toys? Where are the soccer balls? Like, obviously making sure they're safely in a place so you don't fall on them. But houses are meant to look lived in. They're meant to feel happy. To me, the biggest compliment is when someone walks into my space and they just immediately feel even more connected to me because they're just surrounded by me. And as you grow and transform, that changes. You know, I had a place where it was more like green and blue and kind of boho. And then as I was doing more of my inner child healing, I shifted and like everything went to pink and sparkles. And so completely different vibe, but that was my vibe then. And it just made me feel more connected to myself. And again, like my friends are like, oh my God, this is so much more you. We loved the house, we loved that style, but this is like the new you. And like, who knows what the next place is that I'm at, what it's going to look like. And that's the fun of it, is letting your home really reflect where you are in your growth too. And, you know, I think we definitely like people pleasers and stuff like that. Like, we fear like being too confident or whatever. And it's like, no, like, you want to come see my house? My house is amazing and I can't wait for you to see it. Like, wait till you see my garden. That's the thing too, like your entire property being involved too. If anyone starts following me on Instagram, you'll see like I'm just like beyond obsessed with animals and nature. And that's such an important piece too, because we have, you know, whatever your beliefs are is fine, but the science is that like your entire property is literally a property line and an energy property line, and anything there is going to be either supporting you or not supporting you. And so, you know, hugging a tree, laying in the grass, thanking it for being a part of your life and a part of your family. I mean, I've been to some places where there was some really horrible stuff that happened in the house and outside of the house. And like we transmuted that energy and really connected through gratitude and like, thank you, we learned this lesson, but we don't need this energy anymore. Not doing it in a mean way, because there was nothing like bad that ha was the cause of what happened. And then the entire shift happens, right? Like things just start working better around the house. Like the grass looks greener. Like, really, just we talk about gratitude for sure in this space, but it's gratitude for sometimes the things that are so obvious that I think some of us have been doing this work for a long time kind of forget. And just understanding like how precious, again, like our home, but also the entire property is. And allowing all of that to support us.
Well, I love all of that, and it actually resonates a lot with me, because I'm a digital nomad, so I travel a lot, and none of the places I have lived in I have ever owned. And when I got here to Bolivia a few months ago, I was in this, like, I usually find my places through Airbnb or Booking, and yeah, I do obviously pictures, they tell you a lot, but they don't tell you the place's energy. And so the place that I went into, I walked in, and immediately I was like, oh no, I don't want to be here. And like, it had a lovely view, but the entire month it was just like I was looking for a different place right away, because I could just, it was just like, it was heavy. Like, the only feeling how I can describe it was heavy. And now I'm in a place where I, like, literally every day when I wake up or when I go to sleep, I have a wonderful view. So to your point of like, what do you see when you first wake up? And like, honestly, several times a day, I'm like, oh, thank you so much for this view. Thank you so, like, honestly, like the amount of gratitude, I don't even need to try. It's just something that comes out where I'm like, I'm so filled with gratitude. And I 100% believe and know, at least for myself, how much my atmosphere is impacting me, and just what kind of like a vibration I'm picking up from other people or from noises around me and so on. So I love these practical exercises. Thank you so much for sharing them with us. And so I'd love to hear a little bit more about, like, if somebody is kind of in the place where you were at, where you're like, I'm tired of the person or whatever that I was at the time. What is my purpose? I want to feel like I'm contributing to the world. But I just want to become a different person. Where do they even start? Like, what do we need to do in order to become a higher version of ourselves?
Definitely the looking yourself in the eyes every single day and saying that you love yourself is like the fastest, easiest way to do that. I recommend the 5 minutes first until you start to, I mean, eventually you're gonna like cry or just something's gonna feel more cracked open, right? Like your heart. And then I do that every single day for 2 minutes while I'm brushing my teeth. And I'll get insights and things like that, which I think is important. So like capturing the synchronicities, you know, if you wake up with a song in your head, it's for a reason, like learn what that reason is, like ask for guidance. I think that's the most important thing. And then that, again, because you're loving yourself, you're like, what if I treated myself like my best friend and my biggest fan? Like, what if I was just like, oh my God, I get to spend the entire day with my best friend. I get to have this whole day to myself and just connect with whatever and wherever I feel. Like a synchronicity day, I think is really fun. Like if I gave myself permission to do whatever I wanted to do, what would I do? And if that's just like chilling, that's totally fine. Like yesterday, I went to a roller coaster park because that was what I decided I felt like doing. So again, like being your own best friend and learning, going through that process. And I know how hard it is. Like I've been in like the most atrocious relationships that like clearly told the world my self-esteem was like in the fucking garbage. So I truly get it. And being alone was so terrifying to me that I would literally like be so depressed. I would sleep all weekend because I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend. What am I going to do with all this time? When I started doing this other stuff where I was like, I'm going to give myself permission to do whatever I want and I'm going to show up as my most confident self because I'm my biggest fan and my best friend, things change. And I use this example because I feel like there's, a lot of people that are in their 20s and 30s and they're kind of navigating dating and like heartbreak and like all these things. Like take yourself on a date and make it a non-negotiable because again, you are what you attract. If you say you want a healthy, loving partner, you have to make space in your life for them, whether it's in your physical home or in your time. If you already have a non-negotiable date night with yourself at least once a week, but I would say twice a week if that's what you want with your partner, then make it happen and go into the date as if you are being taken care of because you are being taken care of by yourself, your best friend, your biggest fan. You're being taken care of by the universe. And it shifts things. I mean, I was a bartender for a long time. There's a type of person who can confidently go have an amazing meal all to themselves and either hang out and talk with me, because like, let's be honest, they all want to. Or like when I go, sometimes like if the vibe is off, like I'll just pull out my book and I'll start reading one of my books. But it really changes things because you start to step into your power. And one of the things I love getting on my high horse about is divine partnership and not settling. And again, like if you're operating in this place where you realize that your time and your energy are the most precious things in the world, especially if you're a woman, because what we do is we can literally turn anything into beauty. We can literally turn one tiny, this blows my mind. Like I saw this post yesterday. Like one tiny little sperm becomes a baby and could like change the entire world. Like we are so powerful, and it really is an honor to be in our presence. And if you aren't taking care of yourself the way that you would want your partner to take care of you, that's where the disconnect is going to be. And again, I totally, totally get it. I've been there and I was there for a long time, but that's why I'm sharing what worked for me because, like I said at the beginning, healing is always possible, even if it's just simply the relationship with yourself. And that really is like the most important thing because, we're here for a good time, not a long time. And you deserve to be happy to the point where it's like, I like the type of person who would want to come into my world as a possible partner, like they're going to be on a very different level than the type of people I've been with in the past. And I understand. And I always tell people this, like, you are the prize. Like when you are texting with somebody or going on a date with somebody, or even if you've been married for 15 years, like trying to reconnect, you are the prize. Make yourself the prize. Like, there's that reason they had that saying of trophy wife, but they didn't have it in the right context. Like you are the trophy and all you have to do is be yourself.
That's wonderful. I honestly love that, even like through the aspect of health and so on, because if we don't love ourselves, that we don't want to take care of ourselves in the same way, or if we use, exercise or food restriction and so on as a p way of punishment, and because we quote unquote hate ourselves or not the way that we are physically, I guess, at the moment, it's never going to last. It's never gonna be in a healthy way. And so I truly, truly like what you're saying about it needing to start from within and coming from a loving place of like, hey, I'm going to the gym or going for this walk because I deserve to move my body, and my body carry is my home, is the only home that I'll ever have. And so going back to the homes, like we need to take care of that home also, and acknowledging that if we're taking care of everyone else, of the kids, of the work and so on, and basically sacrificing ourselves for that, we can't, like, I mean, they always say like, oh, you can't pour from an empty cup, but it is so true. So we need to like fill that cup. We need to look after ourselves. And so yeah, I really, really like that message. And yeah, I'm going to embrace that exercise of looking myself into in the eyes in the mirror. That sounds really challenging, honestly. But I'm excited to see what comes from it.
Yeah, it's really powerful. This is really funny. I'm not sure if anyone is a TLC fan, but I was obsessed. I used to wake up in the middle of the night to go play the tape in my garage because I wasn't allowed to have it because it was, had bad words in it. If it's hard to do both eyes at the same time, because sometimes it is just like based on like your unique physiology, the left eye is the one that you would want to learn in, look in. And I just think of left eye and like how amazing she was and like why nobody ever questioned why she said left eye. She was a very high consciousness being, and that's like a whole other thing. I have a lot of conspiracies, but busy moms, definitely all the things that I've shared for sure are important. But I will tell a mom, if you only do one thing from now on that's non-negotiable for yourself, and again, depending on where you're living in the weather, but like ideally you are laying in the grass on the earth for 20 minutes. No one can bother you. They literally pretend that you're not even there. It'll change the entire dynamic of your family because, again, as a woman, like we are the leaders and like our health is very much dictated by what's going on around us. So you could literally do nothing else to support your spouse or your kids. You just lay on the ground for 20 minutes a day. You are going to see how it positively impacts the people in your home. It's like literally magic, but also the mycelial network of Earth. And again, like we call her Mother Earth for a reason. And when you connect with your true mother, it literally positively ripples throughout everything else in your family. It's really cool.
That's amazing. I love that last bit of advice, and you've shared so many great things with us, Fallon. Thank you so much for your time. Obviously, I'm going to make sure I link all your handles and stuff in the show notes, and I'm just truly grateful for your time and connection today.
Thank you. This was so fun. And I've listened to some of your stuff and I can just tell like you have a really beautiful community. And I love that you're doing digital nomad life. Like that's amazing.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this has been great. Thank you for your time. I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Fallon. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go and give us both a follow on Instagram or YouTube. And remember, if you want personalized help with your nutrition and fitness goals, we'd love to guide you. One more thing before you go, if you're looking for premium supplements, our partner, Fat Muscle Project, has got you covered. Head to their website for the best protein powders, creatine, vitamin D, and more. And feel free to use our code NCL for your chance to win a $250 gift card every month. Thank you for listening.